Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Rents rose. Rents in this country rose by an average of more than 7% in the second quarter this year compared with the same period last year. That's according to a report by daft.ie. Availability in the rental market remains extremely tight. And with a new college year set to begin, what will the outlook be like for students? Well, to discuss this further, I'm joined by USI Vice President for Campaigns, Nathan Murphy, and owner of Liberty Blue Estate Agents in Waterford, Regina Mangan. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might turn to you, Regina, first of all.
Thank you, Paul.
Just based on this, what we know today, give us a brief overview of the rental market.
Well, I think it's important to note that the 10% increase, we'll say, in Waterford in rents is not of existing tenancies, it's new rentals, okay? Because with the rent pressure zone now across all areas in Waterford, you can only increase the rent annually by 2%. So just to clarify that, so a lot of these rentals are properties that are in the data that hadn't been rented out before. And so landlords are putting the rents to the maximum that the market will take because it's one chance saloon, because you were then tied in. And in fact,
sorry, what do you mean it's one chance saloon?
So basically with the rent pressure zone has basically undermined the entire rental sector. It has the opposite effect that it was actually desired to set out to do. So it was to give affordable rental options to people looking to rent, but in fact it has driven the rents up, and the data now over the last few years has shown that.
Okay, but if you're in your rental property for some years, you have that rental pressure zone protection, I suppose, which, but I take what you're saying, if there are new properties coming on or if there's a major renovation, I think there can be a change then. Why do rents continually rise? Is it down simply, Regina, to supply?
It's all about supply and demand with any market. I met a landlord recently, lovely four-bedroom house in County Waterford. They're going to set the rent at 2,000. Now, even if I had a lovely couple whose max budget was 1,700, the landlord isn't going to rent it at 1,700 because they're stuck at 1,700 with a 2% increase option.
Okay, so,
it's not servicing them. An interesting case study, right, that I want to share. Mm-hmm. Carl Tallon, who's a property expert and lawyer, shared a report by the Institute of Economic Affairs on LinkedIn yesterday. Really, really interesting. And the rental supply in Buenos Aires has jumped by 200% following Argentina's president repealing the rent control laws. So, like, there's evidence there in this report that it doesn't work. And we've seen it as estate agents where we have a massive exodus of landlords in the market.
So you feel it does not work. Can I ask you about because we have Nathan Murphy, who's Vice President for Campaigns with the USI, about student accommodation. So student accommodation generally and in Waterford, is there much and is it expensive? Is it affordable?
Well, Waterford is an affordable city, and the rents that we're charging at the moment are under €500 a month. So in comparison to Galway and Limerick, it's way more affordable. But probably the main reason being we haven't seen new build apartments in Waterford in close to 20 years. And I think when new apartments are built, they will have to charge more to justify the cost. Because recently there was a Noel Frisbee Construction got a planning for 582 apartments, but there's no supply here now, and the majority, I think a huge proportion of the students are commuting from, you know, Carlow, Tipperary and Wexford.
Right.
And we need students in the city. We need them for economic viability. Like, the students account for roughly 12,000 spend indirectly per annum into the city.
Okay,
which
so
is
now
worth
it's a
north
common,
of 100 million.
Now it's a common phenomenon for students to commute that distance from Carlow and Tip and Wexford to Waterford. We heard in the programme last week that a patient of a GP was travelling from Tipperary to Waterford because they couldn't get a GP locally. Will you stay with me, Regina Mangan?
Certainly.
Because Nathan Murphy, as I say, of the USI is with me as well. What do you make of what you're hearing, Nathan, the pressure that will be on students now once the CAO offers go out?
Yeah, 100%. The pressure is immense on students at the moment. Like, there was a report last year that there's 30,000 bed shortage. There's 30,000 students that applied for a bed last year that aren't going to get one. There was three students per every bed that applied, and the supply just is not there. If you told any student that you could find a place for 500 euro in Dublin, they'd jump at you. Mm. Prices are upwards of 300 euro a week in some on-campus and some private accommodation.
Is that
providers.
What you're hearing? That's a going rate in Dublin for a student, is it? 300 a week?
About, if you're looking for private or some on-campus, you can get it quite cheaper depending on where it is, but you just have to be lucky.
And if mommy and daddy can't afford that or can't afford to help out, what does the student do?
Most are working. Susie can only go so far. Most people are working two jobs, working full-time jobs, just to be able to afford to be a student these days.
Really?
Yeah, I worked 25 hours myself in my final year. And I had the privilege of living in Dublin and going to college in Dublin. But some people, they have to buy their accommodation.
How do you work 25 hours a week on top of lectures, on top of assignments, continuous assessment and study?
You just have to skip some lectures to work. And that's the kind of way that people are going. They're skipping lectures to be able to afford to be a student these days. Like, the government just have not been able to fix the student accommodation crisis. 7 years ago, there was a shortfall of 23,000 beds. 7 years later, now we are on and it's 30,000.
How counterproductive is that? Skipping your student education to afford to become a student?
It's just the way that students are. They want to try and experience the way of being a student. And with working these long hours from commuting, we've had students that are commuting from Cork to Dublin, Donegal to Dublin, every single day just to have that experience to be a student.
What about social life?
There's no social life if you're commuting. Like, some students are leaving their house at 5, 6 a.m. and then they're not getting home till 9 o'clock at night.
Will you give me the breakdown then in terms of if you're a student just about to embark on a third level career, let's say, break down the cost for me?
It depends on, like, some providers. If you're lucky enough to get on-campus accommodation, you could be talking 7,000 euro a year, and that's lucky. Some on-campus, you could be looking at 11,000 to 12,000, which is the entire cost of your whole degree. It would be like, Susie will cover your 3,000 euro if you have your parents under a certain income, and you're paying 12,000 for 1 year in accommodation. Then you have the cost, obviously, of textbooks. If you need to buy creative software, Adobe, there's all these added costs. And this is the thing. People think, oh, my fees and my accommodation, that's all I have to pay.
Yeah.
There are so many hidden costs to education at the moment.
Well, are you saying 12,000 is on accommodation alone?
Some places, 12,000 euro for 9 months accommodation.
For 9 months?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And then fees on top of that, then your books or whatever the case may be, and living expenses. You know, yeah. And you say there are no social expenses, but you can't travel expenses, of course. Obvious. Wow, that is incredible. 51551, stay with me, Nathan. Let me bring some of the observations and questions from listeners to 51551. Why are there so many new properties owned by investment funds lying empty? Are they deliberately choking supply? Asks that listener. Another, is she saying, and I'm assuming that's you, Regina, is she saying that if there wasn't RPZs or rent pressure zones, that landlords wouldn't list at these rates? Pull the other one, says that Mr. Regina.
Well, the data doesn't lie, and we're seeing massive exodus of landlords. Obviously, like any sector, you're going to have good landlords and bad landlords. I'm talking about the small property owners. Like, you have a situation where some people in Waterford are stuck with rents of 600 a month, so they're selling up. Mm-hmm. And we've sold some of those properties, so we're experiencing that situation right on the ground. So it doesn't make sense for somebody. And I have somebody who's renting out a beautiful four-bedroom house on the Dunmore Road. They're getting a rent of 876 a month. And the market rent for that property is somewhere between 1,600 and 1,800. So these landlords are selling up, and he, in this instance, will probably buy an apartment because it makes more sense. But most people aren't buying because they are just fed up of the market.
Okay.
And we need supply for a functioning economy. But I think the rent room scheme is something that needs to be pushed more for students.
Okay, why are you saying people don't know about it?
Well, I think there needs to be more push. Maybe not everybody's on social media. Maybe some of the owners might read the newspapers more than social media. But I think a full-on campaign to push this scheme, because it is a way for people to rent out a room tax-free, and they can rent out two rooms. and get 14,000 per annum tax free. And I think that is a good option for students.
So that should be made.
Yes,
it should
right
be publicised a lot more. A listener says, please mention the effect of Airbnb on the housing supply. Is that something you've heard of anecdotally, even, Nathan, that accommodation that could have been, would have been used previously for students is now going on Airbnb for shortlets?
We know Airbnb is such a huge issue at the moment. Like, speaking on the rent-a-room scheme, there will be people that would advertise a room for students Monday to Friday, and then the students have to go home on the weekend, and then the property gets put up on Airbnb for the weekend. So they're getting their money from the students, and they're getting their Airbnb money as well. So they're getting double the amount of income that they would usually get.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the way the students then have to commute home every weekend.
Well, you'd love to see that lease, wouldn't you, if you're a student? Does it really include Saturday and Sunday? Because sometimes there are assignments or there might be activities or whatever the case may be, and students might have to stay over the weekend. Let me read you this text and I'll get reaction from you both from the Department of Higher Education based on what we're discussing. They say the government is working to support students in accessing affordable supply of student accommodation. A new student accommodation strategy is in development following approval of the long-term policy earlier this year. This policy approach includes measures for increasing supply of student accommodation, reducing cost of delivery through development of standardised design guidance, and promoting efficient use of existing building stock through refurbishment and the and an examination, they say, of vacancy while supporting balanced regional development. It goes on to say that in April, the Taoiseach and Minister O'Donovan also announced capital investment of €100 million from the National Development Plan windfall allocation for the delivery of student accommodation projects. In July, they say, officials from the Student Accommodation Unit in the Department of Further and Higher Education met with the USI to discuss issues around student accommodation. And lastly, they say, Nathan, the Minister's office has also been engaging with the USI to set up a meeting between both parties, with the option of September now being considered depending on availability by the student body.
Well, a few things on that. The affordability thing is a big thing that we push. What is affordable for students? Affordability is completely different depending on your situation at the moment. They throw around this affordable, affordable, affordable. There's no definition as to what their affordability is.
Mm-hmm.
Their affordability could be different for a student from a single parent income, two parent income or whatever. We emailed the minister on the 23rd of July and we received a receipt of our email and we have yet to hear back from the minister. The minister was also invited to a spokesperson debate organised by ourselves, the IUA, TIA, and he is the only spokesperson to decline the invitation of that.
He didn't respond or declined?
He didn't respond to a meeting with just ourselves from USI, mm-hmm. but then he declined the invitation for this spokesperson to be.
So now he's responding, I suppose. He's trying, that's a month ago in fairness, and he's trying to set up that meeting. Can I go back to what you're saying, and I might bring you in, Regina, on this as well. In terms of affordability, did you tell me, Nathan, that some, and I don't want to mention any college or university, that some on-campus accommodation can be up to 11,000, 12,000 euros a year?
Yeah.
Is that affordable?
For most people, no. Some people may be able to afford it, but for the majority of students, that is completely and utterly unaffordable. Like, if you're working, that's close to 300 euro a week.
Mm.
The way I'm working, I'd be barely able to afford that at the moment.
And you're working full-time?
Full-time,
right?
Job.
So what is affordable? Does the USI have a figure?
We have a figure and we cap it at one-third of minimum wage. So depending on what minimum wage would be, I can't think of the number off the top of my head, but minimum wage, one-third of that for monthly.
Okay. So does that sound about right to you, Regina, even if it were... Dublin is a different story for an awful lot of people, but locally, a third of minimum wage.
Look, I suppose at the end of the day, everything comes down to we physically don't have the supply on the ground. And in order to get supply, builders have to develop apartments. And the cost of building apartments is a massive impediment to supply. So I spoke to a developer earlier today. He told me the cost of building a two-bed apartment is somewhere in the region of 300,000. And if it's an apartment, part of a big block with lobbies and lifts.
Mm-hmm.
So 300,000, that's without a margin on top. And this isn't me being an advocate for developers. I'm only stating a fact.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, it's a commercial venture for anybody supplying property. And the cost is is a massive issue, and it will require government intervention and government subsidies ultimately, because if we have apartments for sale for 350,000 for student apartments, who's going to buy them at that level? They're going to want a return on their investment. Okay. And we haven't mentioned the fact that COVID has had a huge impact on supply, because the students weren't around and the landlords rented out the properties. And then now landlords, a lot of landlords in areas outside of Dublin, don't want 9 months rent a year. And yet it's not fair at the same time for students to have to pay for 12 months of the year.
Well, and that is happening, as you say. I've been trying to work out just really quickly. You said you worked 25 hours a week when you were a student. At the minimum wage, that'd be $317.50 a week. So that's what you're saying would be roughly okay, or a third of that. Is that what you said?
Well, roughly, what that was 25 hours, like roughly full time, we'd say kind of it'd be about 300 to 500 a month, which is as the going rate in Waterford, as was said, but it's far from the €300 a week that we're seeing in certain places.
And it varies as well. Your texts are streaming into 51551. Maeve in Maeve texts to say, my daughter lived at home in Dublin while attending Trinity. Her course hours were high and she worked part-time to help with costs. Zero time for a social life, actually. Some courses are 12 to 16 hours per week and some seem to have a very hectic social life. So says Maeve. One more. Your speaker is painting the reality of student lives these days. Long commutes, inadequate accommodation, students working long hours and missing out on their learning and the chance to connect socially. Agree that Airbnb has been disastrous for everyone seeking accommodation, says that listener to 51551. My goodness, the excitement last week of 61,000 students nationwide getting their Leaving Cert results and waiting for the CAO offers. But it's a difficult, to say the least, picture in between in terms of accommodation anyway and rents. Nathan Murphy, USI Vice President for Campaigns, thank you very much indeed. And Regina Mangan, owner of Liberty Blue Estate Agents in Waterford, thank you as well.